Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Just around the bend, then my weary days of trouble will be o'er. As He wipes away my tears, my companion through the years, He'll say, "Welcome home, child, rest for." But until that day, I'll keep on praying for. Please give me strength for the journey that is facing me today. I need You walking close beside me every step. We've walked many miles together, but until I reach the end, I'll need Your strength, Lord, for the journey up ahead. Please give me strength, Lord. I need Your strength, Lord. Please give me strength, Lord, for my journey up ahead.
Amen. What a beautiful day this morning the Lord's give us. I trust you're getting ready to go to church this morning. And I thank God for a place to go, a refuge this morning, a sanctuary from this world to get away from all of the stress and the problems and all the rudiments of the world, and just to sit among like-minded folks for just a little while. to enter in beyond the veil of flesh and to worship and to exalt the name of our God this morning. It is an oasis in a desert this morning, and I trust that you will go this morning just to get away from all of the hustle and bustle and of the TV and the radio and the phones and all these other things this morning, and just realize this world is not your final home this morning, that there is something more, and the best is still yet to come. I know things are bad. They're going to get worse. Jesus said these things were going to come to pass, but we're just to look up and know that our redemption is drawing nigh. I'm glad that the child of God always has a blessed hope for the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, who said that when he went away, he was going to come again and receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we may be also. So go to church this morning, and I tell you, get involved in the service this morning. Don't go saying, I want to get a blessing, but go to church this morning saying, I want to be a blessing. I want to do something for the glory of God, just to testify or to sing or to just to raise my hands or just to say amen, or just let me get involved in the service to feel like I've been to church and that I've worshiped this morning. Remember these on our prayer list today. I certainly pray for them. Pray for Brother Cecil Parrish this morning, and a special prayer for him, Miss Polly and Scott, and the family that God certainly would undertake for their needs this morning. Remember Miss Linda Henderson this morning, also in your prayers, Miss Bella Parrish, also pray for her this morning that God would help her. Also remember this morning Harold and Helen Oldham this morning, and Bob and Linda Schaefer, also Miss Bessie Hawkins and Zula Ellis this morning. Of course, remember them always in our prayer this morning. And I remember Robert Brown this morning. Remember Brother Jimmy Bailey. He's had some health issues, and we certainly want to pray for him this morning. I hope this song will be a blessing to you this morning. Get things started out in the right direction.
I really do like the song and really do believe the song. It just says simply, I can't trust Jesus.
God picked up a sparrow that could no longer fly. Then he brushed off its wounds and then watched it soar into the sky. My strong.
takes care of me. I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed to meet my needs. He is my strong.
Amen. I'd like to read out of Hebrews chapter number 5 this morning, and also beginning in verse number 5. The Bible said, "So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh when offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet he learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." This morning, our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you, how we thank you for the day that you've given, God, your blessings upon our life for strength and health this morning, God, and what a privilege it is this morning, God, look into your word this morning, God, and our Lord, to feel your presence of the Holy Spirit of God this morning. Lord, I pray for those we made mention this morning, God, the sick and the afflicted, God, those this morning that are struggling, going through hard times, I pray, God, that you'd be a comfort unto them, and may they draw strength this morning, God, from the well of salvation, God, and Father, may they find comfort, Lord, this morning in the Holy Spirit. And I pray this morning, wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning, God. May your name be glorified and lifted up in the midst this morning, God, and draw all men unto you this morning, God. Bring someone to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, Lord. I pray you stir your people this morning. You'd anoint men as they stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. I pray to go forth and accomplish where you send it today, God. Have your way in your will, and we'll thank you and praise you for everything that's accomplished in Jesus' name, amen, and amen this morning. Now then, the Bible said this morning, verse number 7, when he'd offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and with tears. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning, dear friend, tears speak volumes this morning. Dear friend, tears that talk. Dear friend, I realize this morning we live in a generation that has dried up our eyes. Dear friend, we put away the weeping. Dear friend, that's why in the book of Revelation in the church of Laodicea, the Lord said, I try you, dear friend, to get you some eyes saved and put upon your eyes this morning. I realize we live in a time when it's not macho. It's not dignified this morning for tears, dear friend, to stream down our face. Dear friend, but I want to tell you, the Bible said the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, when he'd offered up prayers with strong crying and with tears. Dear friend, we've lost the burden this morning. Dear friend, that drives our emotions. Dear friend, becoming a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Dear friend, that little bench out in front of your pulpit. Dear friend, we used to call a mourner's bench. Dear friend, where men and women, boys and girls would gather around and pour out their heart unto God. Dear friend, and weep for sinners. Dear friend, but nowadays, dear friend, we've just done away with it. Dear friend, talk is cheap. Dear friend, but tears speak volume. Dear friend, God hears tears. Dear friend, that fall down our face. Dear friend, if God hears the blood that cries from the ground, dear friend, I believe God hears the tears that fall from our cheek. In Psalm 6, verse 8, David said, God heard the voice of my tears. Some of the best prayers you've ever prayed streamed down your face. Dear friend, and God heard every word it said. Amen. Many a time, dear friend, we've been in our prayer closet, laid across our bed, dear friend, not knowing the words to say, dear friend, our heart broken. But God knowed when the tears flowed down our face, exactly what our heart was saying unto him. Job said, I poured out my tears unto God. David said, I made my bed to swim, and I watered my couch with tears. Amen. The psalmist said, do not hold thy peace at my tears. Brother, don't ever be ashamed, dear friend, to weep this morning. Don't ever be afraid, dear friend, to weep this morning. Don't ever be apprehensive, dear friend, to let the tears fall down your face. Dear friend, God hears the voice of your tears this morning. Amen. The Bible said, thou hast delivered my feet from falling and my eyes from tears. And God said, I put your tears in a bottle this morning. Dear friend, Joel Jeremiah said, oh, that my eyes were a fountain of tears. I might weep day and night unto God. Dear friend, I'm glad this morning in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament, the Bible makes a statement that one day God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes this morning. But until then, they are an avenue that touches the very heart of God. Until then, dear friend, they are the voice of the words that we cannot speak with our tongue. Dear friend, be persistent in your weeping this morning. The Bible said it may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Dear friend, the power of weeping. Dear friend, old Paul said, I failed to warn you not day and night with tears. Amen. I thank the ministers of God. Dear friend, still ought to have tears in their heart. Dear friend, to weep this morning. Dear friend, over the congregations. Dear friend, I think about the promise of tears. The Bible said, they that sow in tears, I'll reap in joy. And he that goeth forth weeping, bearing the precious seed, will doubtless come again rejoicing and bringing his sheaves with him. Dear friend, so tears do speak volumes unto God this morning. Dear friend, let me say three or four things this morning concerning your tears. Dear friend, let's speak unto God this morning. Dear friend, first of all, your tears, I speak of your hurting. Amen. I think about David at Ziklag in 1 Samuel chapter 30. The Bible said they wept until there was no more power to weep. Dear friend, I'm sure you've been in that predicament. Dear friend, that your heart's been so broken and your burden's been so heavy that you wept and wept until there's no more tears would come out of your eyes. Amen. Dear friend, the pain that's been inflicted our lives, it don't matter if it's physically, spiritually, or emotionally. Dear friend, tears is an outlet that God has given us to relieve the pressure, dear friend, that builds up in our heart. Amen. Dear friend, it speaks of our hurting when we've been buffeted by the devil. Dear friend, old Paul said, dear friend, because old Satan, dear friend, the messenger of Satan buffeted me. Dear friend, Satan afflicted Job. Dear friend, there'll be many a suffering in the body to today. I dear friend, a lot of aches and pains and hurting. I dear friend, it speaks, I dear friend, of our hurting and our buffeting. I dear friend, it speaks of our bitterness. I dear friend, I think about Peter. How the Bible said when he denied the Lord, I dear friend, that he went out and wept. I dear friend, those bitter tears of regret. Man, sometimes the hardest tears to shed. I dear friend, the biggest lump to swallow. I dear friend, is that bitterness. I dear friend, that gets into our heart today. Man, sometimes it is the tears of bereavement. When we've lost a loved one. The Bible said Abraham wept. I dear friend, over Sarah's grave. Jesus wept. I dear friend, in the tomb of Lazarus. David wept. I dear friend, when his child died. Man, but I'm glad the Lord said, I'll send you another comforter. This world is full of pain and misery and suffering. I dear friend, there are going to be tears. I dear friend, that come down to our face. But I sure am glad the Lord knows and he understands. I thank God this morning. It speaks of our brokenness. I dear friend, when we're burdened, when we've been betrayed. I dear friend, when we've been falsely blamed. I dear friend, Jesus knows what it was like how to have a broken heart. He knows our pain. He is our faithful high priest. I can be touched to the feeling of our infirmities. I dear friend, he knows the heartaches, the griefs. I dear friend, that you and I go through this morning. And our tears speak unto him about our hurting. And then also our tears speak of our helplessness. Man, the Bible said, oh Hannah, I sat on the doorsteps of the temple. I dear friend, and her dear friend, mouth was moving. There was no words coming out. Tears streamed down her face. And God, I dear friend, heard the prayer that went up. Man, that's when it's getting good. When there ain't nothing coming out, but there's something going up. Man, I dear friend, this morning she'd gone as far as she could. She'd taken all she could. She'd done all she could. I dear friend, and God, I knew what those tears were saying unto him. Brother, when you get destitute, man, I dear friend, Israel many times, I dear friend, despite their murmuring and their lack of faith, I dear friend, this morning when they got in trouble, I dear friend, they cried out to God, I dear friend, for mercy. Man, Hagar, I dear friend, cried out for mercy, I dear friend, this morning. I'm telling you, friend of mine, God knows, I dear friend, when we're knee deep in trouble, I dear friend, he knows our circumstance and situation. And our tears speak volumes unto him. I dear friend, it speaks of our deliverance this morning. Man, I dear friend, this morning when there's a battle pursuing in our life, when there's a decision that needs to be made, I dear friend, we need to ring the prayer bells of heaven. I dear friend, this morning, and weep before God, that he might come upon the scene. I dear friend, that he might give us and show us the way to go this morning. Dear friend, our tears speak of our discouragement. How the Bible said there's a time they hung their harps on the willows and said, how can we sing the song of God in a strange land? When we get depressed and defeated and disheartened, I want to tell you this morning, dear friend, you still can have joy out there, friend, today in the midst of your tears. Dear friend, you still can sing praises to God while tears stream down your face. How you still can hold your head up this morning because you're a child of God. Amen. Even though you may be suffering, dear friend, this morning, your tears speak unto God this morning. Dear friend, it speaks of our humbleness. I think about Hezekiah. Dear friend, Isaiah came, dear friend, by the authority of God and told Hezekiah to set his house in order. He's going to die, not live. And the Bible said he fell against the wall and began to weep and pray. And God told Isaiah, turn around and go tell Hezekiah that I've seen his tears and I've heard his prayer. I dear friend, this morning, oftentimes we have to sit down in sackcloth and ash, I dear friend, and weep. I dear friend, this morning, it cleanses you of your pride, your dignity, your pompousness.
that man, and if him the woman had that washed the feet of Jesus with her tears, has showed her humility. And if him this morning, and the Bible said godly sorrow leads us to repentance. And if him it is the tears that we shed in our heart, and that God realizes the humbleness. I'm not talking about those crocodile tears. I'm not talking about those manufactured tears. I'm talking about Brother Wynn. And if and we realize we've come to the end of the line, and if and we humble ourselves, it shows our earnestness, and if and unto God. The Bible said this morning, and if him that the second time the Lord went in the garden, and if him the second time he went out to pray, he prayed the more earnestly. I don't know how he, being who he was, could pray the more earnestly. The Bible said when he prayed that time, that his sweat became as great drops of blood. And if him this morning, and I'm telling you that our tears, and if him show our earnestness, it's evidence this morning. And the Spirit bears witness. And if it wells up inside of us, amen. And brother, as long as your head leaks, it won't swell. Amen. And if and I'm telling you this morning, and if and the day, that God knows and sees the humility of our hearts, and if and because our tears have touched heaven this morning, it also speaks of our happiness. Amen. Man, hey, and if him there's tears of joy, and if him as well, there's another side to weeping. Yes, people cry at funerals, they also cry at weddings. And if him people cry when leave, and they cry when they come home. And if him this morning, it tells and it speaks of our joy this morning that we have in our heart. I think about the reunion, and if him this morning, after some 20 years. Down in Egypt. And if him then Jacob come down to see Joseph. And the Bible said, and if him they embraced and wept. And if him this morning. And he wept over his brothers. And if him when they come down to see him. And if him I'm telling you there's a weeping goes on when there's a reunion. And the Bible said when that prodigal come over the hill. And the father saw him a great way off. And then he ran out and met him. And fell on his neck and wept. And if and I'm telling there's a reunion coming one day, I thank God this morning. And if and I believe there'll be some weeping and some tears of joy. And if and I think about restoration. And if and in Ezra, and if and when they and if and laid the foundation of the temple, and the Bible said the elders began to weep, and because they'd seen this house in the former glory. Amen. And if and I'll tell you if there's anything or to drag a tear out of our old dry and dusty soul, it ought to be the glory in the house of God. Jesus said it'd be like a well of living waters springing up within you. And dear friend, this morning I'll tell you, if the Holy Spirit begins to swell in you, there has to be an outlet somewhere in your life. And dear friend, our tears, and dear friend, speak of our happiness. And dear friend, this morning, but finally, I want to say tears speak of hopelessness. Amen. And if those that are lost this morning have no hope this morning. Paul said there are others which have no hope this morning. And if in all their tears, and if are to no avail. And the Bible said this morning, I considered all the oppressions that are under the sun, and behold the tears of such that are oppressed, and they have no comfort. And if a lost man this morning, a lost in individual, and if and when they go through trials or troubles, when their heart is broken, and brother, their tears will find no comfort, because they have not Christ in their life this morning. And if they have to bear their own burdens, and they have to fight their own battles, and they have to make their own way, and they have to endure, and if their own, and if problems this morning, and if how sad it is, and if to cry your heart out, and nobody cares this morning, and if nobody, and if knows what you're going through, and if I'm glad glad I'm saved this morning. Hey, I'm glad I know God. Hey, I know every tear that falls from my face. Hey, I dear friend, how sad. Hey, I dear friend, to have not a Savior. Hey, I am not a high priest. Hey, I dear friend, to have no one. Hey, I dear friend, to see your tears this morning. Hey, amen. Hey, I dear friend, the day the Bible talks about Esau. Hey, I dear friend, that it sought a place of repentance. Hey, with tears, but did not find it. Hey, amen. Hey, I dear friend, I'll tell you, there's a lot of folks out today that weep over circumstances. Hey, I dear friend, and they beg and plead God. Hey, I dear friend, to intervene. Hey, they've never been saved. Hey, they've never given their heart to Christ. Hey, and the Bible said, God heareth not. Hey, a sinner's prayer. Hey, amen. There's a many a mama. Hey, I dear friend, many a daddy shed a tear. Hey, over them children. Hey, I dear friend, that God would help them. Hey, I dear friend, and yet God hears not their prayer. Hey, because they don't know the Lord in salvation this morning. Hey, and then also and finally, hey, I dear friend, I believe, hey, I dear friend, there are no tears in heaven. Hey, amen. Hey, I dear friend, but the Bible said the rich man lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Hey, I dear friend, weeping this morning. Hey, I dear friend, I believe there's tears in hell. Hey, amen. Hey, I dear friend, the Bible said he cried aloud. Hey, how they's weeping. Hey, and wailing, and gnashing of teeth this morning, in the flames of hell. I dear friend, but God will never see those tears. I dear friend, this morning, and all the tears of repentance in hell, and all the tears of sorrow, and all the tears of regret, I dear friend, will never be acknowledged in the flames of hell. I dear friend, the day our tears speak unto the Lord, our tears, I dear friend, speak volumes unto God, and it touches the heart of God. Don't ever be ashamed, I dear friend, to cry this morning, because if nobody understands it, the Lord knows what you're going through, and may he richly bless you this morning, is our prayer.